Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Bergson, good afternoon to you, sir.
Yes, good afternoon to you and your listeners.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, by God's grace, yourself?
Ah, fantastic, man. I'm doing good. I love the weather. It's a fantastic afternoon. Now,
yes,
you know, yesterday we talked about the great controversy and how it came to involve us, you know, the human race. So now what? What is our role now that the fight has come down into our space? And that's what we want to uncover this afternoon. So, Pastor, what are we supposed to be doing currently while this controversy rages on in our world and in our hearts?
And that's such an important question. When you think about it, just basically and simply, in a controversy, there are at least two sides. And what we need to be doing right now is picking a side, and choosing which side we are going to pledge allegiance to. And when we pick a side, you need to evaluate. And our evaluation goes along these lines. Which is the winning side? Which is the right side? Which is the side that I can live successfully on? And in thinking about that, James chapter 4, verse 7, gives us very succinct advice regarding that, where it says, submit to God, resist the devil. And so that's what we need to do, because when you do that, he will flee from you. So we need to submit to God and resist the devil. And the question is, why? Why should we submit to God? Why should we resist the devil? And this is because Jesus, when he was speaking in John 10, verse 10, you know, he says the thief comes but to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So Jesus, as you look, as you cast your eye through the corridors of history, you find that God has been the one that has been trying to save. That God has been the loving one, helping, delivering. And the other side of the controversy with Satan, he has been the one that's tearing down, destroying, breaking people's lives. So we need to be choosing which side. And as you make that choice, the evidence as you just look around is very clear.
Now, thank you so much, Pastor. And you're saying that it's about choosing and choosing which side you're going to be. Now, here's a person who has no clue about this controversy, but they're looking, the other side, it looks like there's parties, it's nice, and, you know, it's a jolly man. And, you know, people can just go all night and they do as they please. And on the other side, there's rules, don't do this, don't do that. And it looks like, nah, man, the other side is nice, it's actually winning. So people may actually be a bit confused. Which side exactly is winning? Because, I mean, we have God's children going through persecutions and all of that. And so the winning side may not be very clear, in this controversy. Yeah, let alone if you tell somebody that they got to choose a side and they're saying, no, I don't want to be part of it. Sorry, I wasn't there. So it may be actually a tough ask to say people must choose the side. What's the whole point of this, getting to choose which side you're going to be in? Is it because one is scared of the outcome?
That is such a good question, because so many people are choosing the side based on the year and now. And others are making a thing and saying, you know, I'm scared of the punishment and out of fear. And the way I would like to put this is that you need to determine your destination first before you determine the way. Because when you choose your destination, it determines the way. If you want to go to Durban, you have booked a hotel in Durban. You've got everything booked in Durban for a holiday. You don't take the N1. You have to take the N3. Mm. The destination chooses the way.
I see.
And many times people say, you know, I want to have fun. I want to have pleasure. And so they look at a way that's pleasurable and fun. But God ultimately has that, because there are pleasures at his right hand forevermore. And so those are forever pleasures. Whereas when you read in Hebrews chapter 11, and you know, we learn from others. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had all the power, all the prosperity, etc., laid before him. But it says in verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. And this is the thing. Sin's pleasures are passing. The parties, they pass. The next day, there's the hangover. You know, the lifestyle of drugs or doing just what you want. You know, there's consequences for that we don't want. So we do what we want, and then we get what we don't want. And so it's very important to weigh up. And we're used to doing this. You know, people would like to have a good job. Then they know we need to go and study this. And so they sacrifice now for the reward later. And this is how it needs to be in the controversy. We have been given some time to make our allegiance. And we need to not just consider the here and now, but consider all eternity. And as we do that, it's also based on God's character, because at the heart of the controversy is, God be trusted? What's the character of God? Does God love? And when you look at that, you need to choose someone that can be trusted. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so you can trust Jesus. He is the truth. And then someone who loves. God is love. And so when you're choosing that, you're choosing something that God doesn't only say his love, but he demonstrates that he loves us. With an infinite love, and that's when Jesus came here. So God's love is demonstrated, and the fact that he's truthful is also demonstrated, and that's what we need to be looking at when we're evaluating which side of the controversy we're going to be on.
Now what exactly is the heart of the controversy? What is at the heart? What's the crux of the issue in the controversy?
You know, at the crux of it is whether to love God or to love yourself. To look after yourself first, or to put God first and others first. That's really at the heart of it. And we can boil it down to this, because there's two ways to live. You can either live to give, or you can live to get. It's either a selfish way of living, or a giving, generous way of living. And we even recognize that we look up to those leaders who are sacrificial, who think of the greater good, who are giving. Those are the leaders like Nelson Mandela, that we hold in high esteem. Those leaders That yes, they may have power, but they are involved in corruption. Those are the leaders that are not highly respected. And so that goes for us as well. At the heart of it is, are we going to give glory to God? Are we going to love to give love to God and love to others? Or are we just going to be living for ourselves? And that was the call of Satan, who is the leader of the controversy against God. Live for yourself. Do what is best for yourself. And that is a issue that we see when people live for themselves. That's where just for themselves and living to get. That is where they put others aside, trample on the rights of others, and also in doing that, you can never be happy. There's no happiness on that road.
Right now, why is it important then that we understand the doctrine of the great controversy? What is it that you will say, listen, you've got to understand this doctrine, because if you don't, then here are the pitfalls.
The greatest pitfall is if you don't understand what is at stake, that you can be deceived. You know, when Jesus was asked in Matthew 24, and you know, about the time of the end, you know, and we're living about 2,000 years from that time, and what are the serious issues? The first thing that Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 4, he said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." The great controversy is all about truth and deception. And if you don't know the truth about a doctrine, and doctrine is just another word for teaching, the teaching of the great controversy, then you can be deceived and choose the wrong side, which could have cataclysmic consequences, because that the wrong side is the losing side. And so that is why it's so important that we know, so that we can make the right choice without being deceived.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Always a blessing and a pleasure to speak to you. Your last word to the listener regarding our whole conversation?
Yes, and I would like to appeal to our listeners. Listener, sometimes we are tempted just to focus on the here and now, what we can, the challenges of the day, the successes of the day. But looking at the great controversy theme, when you align yourself with God's side, the loving side, the giving side, you find that it's going to give an infinite amount of pleasure. There are pleasures at his right hand forevermore, and there's eternal life and eternal happiness. So you need to study the matter for yourself so that you are not deceived by all the different red herrings in this world. May God bless you as you make that decision.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Pastor, and have a fantastic afternoon further.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.